Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. April Marie here filling in for Jeff as Jeff is on baby duty. His family welcoming their third son last week. He'll be back with you later this week. You can find me on X at APRYLMARIE if you want to get in on the conversation. I have on the line now, and I haven't interviewed her since I was in Montgomery many years ago, back when she was still deplatformed, but I've got Laura Loomer on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It is good to hear from you and good to have you on with us today.
I appreciate you inviting me on.
Thank you. Well, there was a CNN story that broke this weekend that talked about President Trump and how frustrated, if not irate, he was with what a couple of senators had done, had said and done following the post of that video. You were named in that article, so we have mutual friends, and I wanted to hear straight from you. What happened with that? You actually tweeted that it was true that you gave Trump those messages. Tell our listeners a little about that.
Yeah, so about a week or so ago, there was a True Social post that had been posted several days prior. And I guess that in the True Social post, President Trump, you know, sometimes he posts meme videos and he'll retweet a lot of people on True Social. His staff posted a video that was an expose on voter fraud, right? Election fraud in Georgia. And this isn't a video that his staff or his team made. It was just a video that they posted. And they had only watched the beginning of the clip. It was about a minute and a half long. And at the end of the clip, there was a flash frame from a meme video that featured various elected officials, Republicans and Democrats, featured as animals. And the entire video didn't play, but what the video did have a frame of was Barack Obama and Michelle Obama as monkeys. And immediately there was outrage in the media from, you know, the usual suspects, of course, the fake news media, and even a lot of rhinos and Democrats and members of the Republican Senate attacking President Trump, saying that it's the most racist thing they've ever seen and calling on him to delete it. Well, first of all, it's not racist. And secondly, Loomer Unleashed, which is my video and print publication, was able to track down the full video. And when we posted the video, it received millions of views. And you could see from the video that, as I said before, it was not isolated to portray the Obamas as monkeys, but rather it featured all, you know, high profile elected officials in the swamp as safari animals. And so they knew this. The senators knew this, but they proceeded to attack the president as racist. And one of the senators who was most outspoken on Twitter about condemning this post by the president was Alabama Senator Katie Britt, of course. And it's interesting because, you know, she has access to the president. All of these senators have the president's personal cell phone. They could have easily picked up the phone and called the White House. Katie Britt, in a recent New York Times profile piece, bragged about her access to the White House and how if she has questions, she picks up the phone and she can call Susie Wiles or she can call President Trump. She's trying to position herself, it appears, as a power player. Maybe she thinks she has delusions of grandeur that she's going to be the vice presidential pick in 2028. Maybe she thinks that she herself could run for president. But it's pretty clear that Katie Britt thinks that she's more powerful and more influential and more liked than President Trump himself.
Yeah, that brings us to a second story, which was there was a poll done about that. And it here in Alabama, it was the Alabama poll. And I ran that story as I was looking at polling data for the races that are in play here in Alabama. We've got a lieutenant governor's race, a U.S. Senate race. Right. We've got a number of races that are in play. And so I was looking at those numbers and talking to that pollster and realized that not only did they poll Katie against Trump's influence, but they put out a specific polling memo related to that. And the title of the polling memo itself says, and this is a quote, "A Brit endorsement may be worth more than Trump's." Do you believe that?
Right. And I will say, what's interesting about this poll is it was published before her attack on the president. And so it almost makes you wonder if this was all calculated and set up to land this way, where, you know, she puts out this poll that, yeah, doesn't really seem very accurate to me. I mean, if you look at the numbers, President Trump overperformed in Alabama, won the state significantly, performed better than he did in 2016 and 2020, completely crushed his, you know, Democrat opponents in Alabama every single time he ran for president. But what's disturbing to me is how ungrateful people like Katie Britt are. You have these senators like Katie Britt and Tim Scott who beg the president for their endorsements. Senator Scott's a rhino, yet he's the chairman of the NRSC. And then they turn around and they thank the president of the United States by stabbing him in the back and accusing him of being a racist when everybody knows that he's not a racist. I'll say this, I really value loyalty, and I know that the president values loyalty. And so as soon as I saw these posts, you know, I happened to be actually at Mar-a-Lago having dinner with a friend of mine the same day that she posted these posts. And what I did immediately upon seeing the president when his plane landed and he entered Mar-a-Lago is I pulled him aside and I showed him the posts. And he has every right to see what people are saying. I don't know why his staff aren't showing him these posts, but the president deserves to know what an ingrate Katie Britt is. The president deserves to know what these senators who he does so much to help are saying about him, hoping that he's not going to notice, because unlike Katie Britt, he's actually busy running the free world as president of the United States, a job she's never going to be able to experience herself, because all you need to know is how the public responded to her GOP response to Joe Biden's State of the Union. And there's your likability test right there. She was mocked relentlessly because of her fake performance. It was mocked on Saturday Night Live, and she was dragged. She was publicly dragged by Republicans and Democrats alike because, you know, it just looked like this Betty Crocker, you know, it just looked like some Betty Crocker setup. And she was speaking in this very, you know, soft tone. It was very performative, almost like she was acting while giving this address. So, well, Katie Britt thinks she's going to challenge President Trump. She's going to probably get the DeSantis treatment and the treatment that President Trump gives all of you know, all of these rhinos who think that they're going to put up a challenge to him.
So the CNN story comes out. It accurately describes U.S. printing out the tweets and giving them to, or X post, and giving them to the president when he lands at Mar-a-Lago. It goes on to say that he was fuming, and he had some choice words for both senators, words that Katie Britt's team says were fake news. Were you there or around for any of this? Do you know anybody who heard this firsthand? Is it fake news that Trump was upset about this?
No, it was not fake news that President Trump was upset about it. The president was not happy. And he wasn't exactly shocked to hear that Tim Scott had posted what he posted, because, you know, well, there's a history there of Tim Scott just being completely disloyal. But I think he was more shocked to see that Katie Britt had posted about him. When I told him about Katie Britt, he said, "Wow, really, Katie Britt?" And so I don't want to get into my private conversations with the president, but I will say that he was not happy. He seemed to be, you know, he seemed to be irritated by it. You know, the president has a way of remaining calm, cool, and collected. I'm sure a lot of things piss him off on a daily basis, right? I was not there for the conversation, but I do know that the White House called Katie Britt, and the president was not happy about it. So I'm sure that she's probably embarrassed, because, as I said before, you know, if you made the people of Alabama choose between Katie Britt or President Trump, I'm sure that they would choose President Trump. without blinking. So just her way of saving face. She constantly counter signals the president. I mean, look at the New York Times piece that just came out about her, the profile piece in which she's criticizing President Trump's immigration enforcement. I mean, how many stories do we need to hear about illegal aliens raping young women in Alabama or illegal aliens getting rounded up in Alabama for Katie Britt to actually stand with the MAGA base and the American people? This isn't even a partisan issue. As a United States Senator, you have a duty, you have an obligation to protect citizens of your state from these foreign criminal illegal alien invaders. And she wants to entertain a fake news story that was used as propaganda about a 5-year-old boy supposedly being detained by ICE to demonize the Trump administration. And perhaps she's trying to create a divide to make herself appealing to these liberal suburban women that, you know, make up most of the base within the Democrat Party. But that's very deceptive because she campaigned on an America First agenda. But there's nothing America First about Katie Britt.
Well, and one of the things that we have seen is Katie walking, you know, she knows what the president wants to hear. She publicly has shown a lot of support for him. The ex post, in my mind, the thing that surprised me about that is that we know the left consistently. Just, I mean, and AL.com, our local paper or statewide paper here, had a post up almost immediately that Katie Britt, you know, was given credence to the idea that this was a racist post made by the president. That's why I think we have to all make sure we're not feeding that fire that is the leftist media, who's looking for opportunities to go after the Trump for things that aren't real.
Right, but she has no problem doing that because, as I said before, all of these senators, and we can name a lot of senators who have done this. It's not just Katie Britt. They use President Trump. They pretend that, you know, they're in alignment with him. They did the same thing after the stolen election. The election was stolen. January 6th happened. They condemned President Trump. They said the election wasn't stolen. They said that he incited a so-called insurrection, even though we know that, you know, that is completely fake news. It was actually orchestrated by undercover agents. And the last 86, but there's the cycle of them trying to beg for forgiveness over and over and over again, because they all thought that President Trump was done. They thought that he was going to be indicted, that he was going to be stripped of his ability to run for president, and that he was going to be jailed. And now that he miraculously won, I always knew he was going to win, right? Unlike Katie Britt, I've stood with President Trump since day one. Now they want to kiss his ass, okay, because he's president again. But they're realizing that President Trump's time as a politician is coming to an end. He'll still be able to be a kingmaker in politics until he dies, right? He's almost 80 years old, right? So until the day he dies, he will be a political kingmaker. But they realize he's never going to be president again. And so they're trying to preserve themselves politically and look for the next big thing. And that's what's so distasteful about Katie Britt, is even while President Trump is still, you know, finishing out his second term, she can't even remain loyal to the man who she really owes a lot of her political career to.
All right. Well, Laura, we have run out of time here. Tell our listeners where they can find you online, watch your videos, and follow you on social media.
You can follow me on X at Laura Loomer and also at Loomer Unleashed. And then you can also follow me on my website, loomered.com. That's loomered.com. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time to call in. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will continue this conversation. You are listening to The Jeff Poor Show.
He said some things just glitter and shine.